And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Nick Kellis.
He is the producer of the movie A Walk with Grace. Nick, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
In addition to making the film, I do media here in the Lima area, but I teach kids multimedia. I got a grant from the state. Every summer I've been doing a boot camp where I teach youth from the Lima, Allen County area how to be filmmakers, you know, be responsible project leaders. And this year they gave me a grant, so I've been teaching school and just the window of, you know,
you got to do it. Got to do it. Now we're asking people their favorite Christmas movie. So before we talk about your movie, A Walk with Grace, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, of course, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, gotta be. I mean, that inspired me. I remember breaking the structure down for that when I was writing A Walk with Grace. I wrote and directed, too. I'd spent a couple decades out on the left coast and all that insanity, but I'm an Ohio boy and, you know, Shawnee and Ohio State. And my mom was ill, and I met a gal that I had known from high school, and I just made the shift back here. And as I was trying to figure out a movie that would kind of celebrate my hometown and this part of the country, that was one of the movies, It's a Wonderful Life, that I broke the structure down. And I wanted to, you know, you learn from the best, and that's a classic. And Frank Capra was an amazing filmmaker who understood how to tug on our heartstrings over the holidays. So I'm not saying my movie is like that, but I sure was inspired by that film.
Well, let's talk about your film. It's called A Walk with Grace. And as you talk about that, I mean, really, what we're talking about in movies, it is storytelling, as you said, and it's storytelling with visuals.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you have to have at the core of it that story that's going to engage people. So what is the, without giving away, you know, too much, but what is the story of A Walk with Grace?
The prodigal son has been retold over and over and over again. So it's my homage to that. You know, in many ways, it's a Hallmark theme, but in designing the film, I was led to do it. It was just like, this made sense, and it just kind of wrote itself. And after I'd been out in Los Angeles, I'd made a bad movie. I'd produced a lot of what we would call unscripted, but reality TV. And some of it was, you know, I'm not unproud of. I mean, I did 2 seasons of L.A. Inc., and you were telling stories of people that went through cathartic events. They were getting tattoos, a lot of them, because they'd lost someone. There was something that they had to deal with. And I was in the story-making machine out there, and I wanted to use that experience to tell something that made more sense here in the heartland. I named my company Flyover State Entertainment because we're the punchline to people. Think it's just a lip service, but I've been like, oh yeah, I'm in Ohio. Oh, you're in the Flyover States. Like, do people actually say that? Well, they do. And so I'm interested in stories about where I came from and where I live. So, you know, prodigal son comes home from L.A. I'm not giving anything away that's not in the trailer. Mom has passed, but, you know, she was ill. But what made it interesting is she sets into motion this wonderful diabolical plan to get her son back after all these years. And basically, he gets bum-rushed by things that will tug at his heartstrings. His old wrestling buddy, the factory he worked in with an old-timer, and especially a woman named Grace. You know, it was a fling before he went out and figured out his faith, and she figured out her faith, and she happens to be an attorney. So mom, basically with one foot into the going home, into the next life, or into the better world, hires Grace to basically ambush, in the best of ways, Nate, the lead character, and his daughter, and make them stick around for Easter. And, of course, in the process of that, you know, it's the Hallmark formula. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. he falls back in love with his hometown, you know. But what was nice was we had the premiere in Wapak. I had a Marine buddy of mine from the gym come in and say, you know, my wife loves Hallmark movies, but I really enjoyed it. And I said, yeah, I put the effort in to make this whole dude subplot. There's actually a line where it's like, who wants to miss an old man fight? You know, we're Ohioans and tempers come out. And I wanted that side of the story to be told that, you know, yeah, you can fall in love with a gal, but you've also got the bonds of, you know, how we as men in the heartland, you know, with a sense of responsibility and pride and honor that isn't a punchline of where we live, you know, it's part of it. And there's some laughs, I hope, and people seem to be laughing, and there's some tears too, and, you know, I'm proud of it.
And you mentioned, I mean, some of it sounds like your story. How much did you draw on your own experience?
You know, I came back for 2 weeks to teach kids filmmaking. I got a grant. This whole thing that I'm doing now started 9 years ago. I came back, literally, I got a grant. A buddy of mine said, come back and teach a bunch of kids how to be filmmakers. And then, you know, it wore me down. I wanted to be closer to my mom. Like I said, I met someone that became, you know, my significant other. And so she had something to do with that. But then it just made more sense. I just was tired of the traffic. And there, I have wonderful friends and I have family out on the West Coast, and I miss them. But yeah, I don't miss that world. This is a great place to live. And yeah, so, you know, no, I'm not an engineer who came back and saved a factory.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a filmmaker, Michael Lima. But, you know, I'd say thematically and tonality and dialogue and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's the Walk with Grace, which is the centerpiece of the movie. She stops in the square and says, do you have a real relationship with God? And, you know, I've had people on the West Coast say, do women actually talk like that out in the heartland? And I'm like, well, the good ones. Yeah.
Good ones.
A woman will stop you. If she is interested in kissing you, she will go right to your faith and say, so are you real or am I wasting my time? Which is basically what happens in that scene. And, you know, that felt real. And it's nice to hear that people think that feels real. So, you know, that's a big part of it.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about, you know, Christmas movies a little bit, and we were talking about the Charlie Brown Christmas special. How, yeah. I mean, if you think about that, there's no way you could get that thing red-lighted in Hollywood today. There's no way they would make that show. But I think it goes back to what you said, you know, well, do people really talk like that? Do people really behave like that? That there is, I think, this disconnect between the larger entertainment world and the rest of the country, and they don't really know. I mean, we really are kind of almost two different countries. And I think, do you think that's driving a lot more of this independent filmmaking? Because people are kind of getting away from that, saying, you know what, you guys don't even really know what people are like out here.
Oh, boy, absolutely. I mean, that was yesterday in my hour and a half long conversation with our distributors, Viva Pictures. They run into roadblocks. The country is divided. And then that gets heightened when there's agendas added. And I've been there, you know. The Hollywood people don't really understand the mentality here. And they kind of course, heap people into one thing. And we do it with them, too. You know, the problem is you have to deal person by person. So in our case, we got lucky. The character Grace is played by Ashley Bratcher, who was the star of Unplanned. And when we cast her, she didn't know about that film. We didn't know about that film. And, of course, that's been a huge hit. But it's been a lightning rod, too. And so we're blessed, of course, to have this excellent actress as the title character, Grace. That film isn't exactly celebrated out on the West Coast. So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping there can be more content. I've got 7 sequels I could do. I haven't written them, though, because it takes a lot of energy. And, you know, it takes a lot to raise that money. But at the very least, this is my homage to how we live and think. And I'm heaping, you know, I'm speaking for the heartland here. My experience to create something that speaks to the grander sense of how we think and work. And hopefully I nail that. And maybe it could be the beginning of more. You know, I'm hoping. I think we all are. I think we're underserved. And, you know, it's a way celebration comes to mind. Or just saying, hey, that's how I live.
Yeah.
You know, I think people appreciate that.
We're talking with Nick Kellis. He is the producer of the movie A Walk with Grace. And so now, where did you film it locally?
Yeah, I filmed the whole thing. We did a little bit down, Jason Duff down in Bell Fountain, who does so much there. He opened up the doors because Logan County is just so darn pretty in the spring. Mm-hmm. And it really is an Easter movie. We got it out in November, and there's a lot of bigger stuff, or as big stuff, coming in the spring. So we wanted to get those rolling hills, and, you know, the blooms were coming out, and which makes it a movie worth watching because it's kind of white and cold out right now.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's counter-programming. But yeah, and then Lima, it was great. It was a high school that I wrestled in. Key scenes there. My buddy Andy Wanamaker opened up the front of his factory. Diamond Manufacturing in Bluffton opened up the interior. Trinity Church, Vino Bellissimo, we do a nice little impromptu rendition of Amazing Grace, but with a Latin flair there. And, you know, there's just cool little niches and locations all around Lime Island County, places that I knew growing up, places that I've come to know coming back. And people love that, of course. They go, I've been there. You know, it's neat. And doing reality TV for a lot of years, we would take over places and just go, this looks good. And, you know, so I kind of put that skill to use.
Nick Kellis joining us. Once again, the movie is A Walk with Grace. So, Nick, if folks are interested in seeing the film, how can they do so? How can they get a hold of the film, or how can they do it?
Yeah, if we got to get the word out, it's downloading. DVDs and Blu-rays are kind of have died, especially with all the distributors, unfortunately. But it's on 10 platforms, so our distributors are well with that. But the one platform I would really direct everyone to is Amazon. That's not Amazon Prime. It's just the Amazon store. You would go to Amazon and just type in A Walk with Grace movie. And it's downloadable. You can get it HD. It's, you know, we'd love you to download that. We have to drive up the numbers for that. If you believe in in stories about where we live and how worthwhile part of the country is, and want to get that out to the world, we need people to download this. And we actually have a video, a kind of a kit. We have a how-to video, PDF, and a little cool little thumbnail of the movie poster. We know people that are gifting 10, 50, 100 downloads for the holiday season to give as, like, I guess you would say, a digital stocking stuffer. You know, and I don't, there's no stocking it's going into, but it's people are sending a movie to family and friends across the country. And so we made a little kit that's available at A Walk with Grace, the movie on Facebook, that, you know, people want to send this to someone. And of course, A Walk with Grace, the movie on Facebook, also has other content that will show you how to download on Amazon. And then there's also a book. So if you go to Amazon, you just type in A Walk with Grace book and you can get the book.
Very cool. And of course, you know, helping support local filmmakers, helping support stories that, you know, talk about our faith and talk about that side of life that doesn't get represented a lot in Hollywood. And hey, Nick, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Guys, likewise. Much appreciated. God bless.